All right. So who were some of your editors over the years? I mean, I know you probably had some come and go in short periods of time, but when you look back at some of the more key characters who really helped grow the paper over the years, who comes to mind?
I give a mention to Debbie Butler then, who was one of the first people who worked in the Shaw Building for us. And Barbara Croteau, who ended up marrying Brian Hitchcock, and then moving on.
Paul Hughes was the first editor,
I guess, in the while we were in the old Shaw Mansion, as it was called. beautiful old place. One of the lumber barons. Original house.
Really? Okay. I don't know. Where was that?
Where the bank is now. The bank that's on the corner.
Oh, yes. Right next to Caldwell Real Estate. I've heard that there was a beautiful building there.
It was
very Victorian. And my office, I remember, was lined with little tiny boards of maple. The workmanship was just spectacular. But anyway, going on, editors... I guess Linda Adams was an editor in general purposes before she took on just doing the ski editing. And Debbie Fitzgerald came on, and she lasted for quite a while. She was with us for quite a while, and she took on more and more responsibility. She went from, she started in the Bull's old place. And then went on to finishing up when we were in the new building.
Okay.
After her came Bernie Dejeuner, I think is right, who had gone to journalism. He was probably our first person that had any clue about what newspaper business is all about. And he'd gone to journalism school, and he was fascinated with newspapering. And I think went down eventually to Washington and worked for the, Washington Times, I think, not the Post, but the Times. We had a number of people that actually, the more they got involved, the more interested they got in the whole business of newspaper. We had, he was just an editor, Doug Stewart, who had gone to my old alma mater in New Hampshire at St. Paul's, and writing for the paper, you have to get into legal issues to a great extent. He ended up leaving us and going on to law school, and I ran into him fairly recently, and he is now a big time lobbyist, I think, in Washington. And another one, Mike James, who we hired from the ski patrol, and he didn't write about skiing very much, but he mostly wrote about local issues and sports, and he's now on the sports board. He's this, I guess, this athletic writer, sports writer for the Los Angeles Tribune, is it? The big paper there. Wow. So we had people that graduated, so to speak, and went on to continue their business and their newspaper business or get into the law business. We had another lawyer. Becky Olson.
Okay.
I don't know if she's met her yet.
Yeah, no, but the name's very familiar.
Well, she wasn't a lawyer when she worked for us, and again went and got a law degree afterwards. And I think she started working for Hal Stevens, and then branched out, and she's got her own law firm now, and I think it's under a different name.
Huh.
But
if you were to go back, I mean, it's interesting you say that it was probably your way down the line that you actually had somebody in-house who had some practical journalism, you know, education and experience. What were you using before that? How did you figure out what was going on and how you were supposed
Still
to?
Still was just filled with bright young people.
Yeah.
And they came in and I don't know that going to Columbia journalism school teaches you anything except other long things, maybe. I shouldn't say anything. But we eventually did, I guess we hired occasionally somebody that had been to journalism school. But I don't think you don't have to be a rocket science just to do it. You cut a few corners if you know a little bit more about how to do things.
Right.
There'd be seminars that were available to us in Burlington and elsewhere.
Can you think of any major mistakes that you felt like you made along the way or any foibles?
We probably could have streamlined things a lot. One thing I did not do was push the advertising hard enough, and Biddle has done wonders on advertising. I guess I hired somebody to do advertising, and he's still there. I can't think of his name, but
Greg Popa?
No, not Greg. Greg was an editor too. Greg has done everything in the world at that paper. Biddle and I were talking about it recently. He came on as a photographer to begin with, and then he moved up after Bernie Dagenet. He became the editor for a number of years.
9 years. I mean, a long time.
Was it 9 years?
He might have been the editor when you sold to Biddle.
I think he was. I think he was. I think you're right.
Can't remember.
And also the writer we had then, who went on to work in Montpelier in the news business. Who am I thinking of now?
How many reporters did you have at a time, and did you hire them or early on? Were people sending in stories and you were editing them? How did that work? How did that evolve?
We had a couple of people that did basically were editors. I mean, Peter Hart, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Peter Hart was he wrote wonderful articles on local issues.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could remember the other one that was so good. Can you put a name in later after the fact?
Sure, yeah.
Well, I can't remember, but this guy had the ability of going to a meeting and just sitting without taking any notes at all, going back and reporting almost word for word if necessary. And I can remember at that point, Dick Marin and other selectmen would challenge him, and they'd always tape the selectmen's meetings, and they'd go back to the tape. And he would be right and they would be wrong on what had been remembered.
Wow.
He was super. Zaccone. John Zaccone.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a reporter then. And he
was a reporter. He was strictly a reporter.
Okay.
Terrific.
And he handled local and, well, statewide news.
Mm-hmm.
He got very interested in politics. I think he's still working in politics down in Montpelier, last I heard.